MD.
RadioMD.com.
On now, Health Radio. Here's your host, Melanie Cole.
Whether you want to admit it or not, you're getting older. And I don't even think this needs to be something you do only when you're older. I think it's so important of a topic that everybody really needs to consider. My guest is Cecilia Sanders. She's an end-of-life issues expert and the mother of our wonderful editorial content director, Elle Sanders, here at Radio MD. Just an amazing director. So welcome to the show, Cecilia.
Thank you.
Wills, trusts, living wills, healthcare power of attorneys, all of these things are so important. Give us your best advice for starting the process, because I know I'm going through it right now. So give us, how do you get started and which ones are the most important to get done?
Well, I think, first of all, you have to realize that you have to tell other people what you want, because if you know what you want but you don't tell anybody else, nothing is going to get done. It has to be in writing, and if you have children, they have to know. And if you have more than one child, they all have to know, so they all have an idea of what you want at the end of your life. Do you want to be kept alive with all kinds of machinery, even if there's not much hope of survival? For myself, I want quality of life. And if something happens and my quality of life is never going to improve and I'm going to be in a hospital or a nursing home and I just would like to be kept pain-free. Those are the things you have to think about ahead of time. What do you want? If you can express to yourself what you want and really think about it, a thing that I have that I talk about all the time is there's a 5 wishes program. It's through agingwithdignity.org, and it has 5 wishes. The first one is your power of attorney for health care. And if you're going to do a power of attorney, make sure you figure out who you want as your power of attorney. Do you want your husband or your spouse? Do you want one of your children? If you want one of your children, can you explain to the others why you don't want them? I know in my case, I chose after my husband, of course, my oldest daughter and our son. And my husband chose our oldest daughter and another daughter. And when we'd filled out all the paperwork and sent them all copies, the daughter down in Texas said, "Why didn't you choose me?" And I said, "Well, everybody else knows that your sister and your brother know exactly what I want, and they would be willing to say, this is not what she wants. Stop
That's
everything
a key point.
And let her go."
That's a key point, Cecilia.
Yes.
And we have so much to get through because it's really such a short segment, and we could have you on 10 times. But I know how important, because I have 6 brothers and sisters. We're a big Jewish family. So we talk about all this stuff all the time. But one of my sisters could not be the person to pull the plug. She's too emotional. You got to know who's the tough one who can say, here's the pillow. Here we go. You know, I mean, so you got to know. Okay, so the power of attorney for health care. Go on.
And then you have to talk to your doctor, too. If you fill out this 5 wishes, it has more information. It gives you suggestions as to which different situations you might want. You can cross them out, add more stuff. It tells your family, do you want to be kept with for family praying for you? Do you want people around you? Do you want
And what's that website?
And all of those things are things that are important to you.
Tell us the website again, Cecilia.
It's agingwithdignity.org.
Got it. We'll put it on Radio MD. So give us some more. People don't understand what trusts are and what a will is and what the difference between if you die and your will is there doesn't necessarily mean that everything's going to happen the way that that will is laid out.
Right. A will distributes your property. A trust sets it up so that it doesn't have to go through probate, through the court. You state in your trust who you want to have, you know, your property divided up. If you want an equal share to each of your children, you don't have to put any IRAs or Roth IRAs or 401ks. They have their own distribution things. But for your house, your car, if you own vacation property, how you want that to pass to your children. Because if you have just a will, and a lot of people say, well, I don't have much money. I don't need a trust. And I would suggest talking to an elder law attorney. There are many of them out there, but they have the best experience in dealing with elder issues. A trust would then be set up. It can be set up as a revocable trust so that You can change it, or an irrevocable trust, which is something that would need a court to change it. But it's something that the lawyers would be able to tell you which would be best for you, but you definitely need something.
I agree with that. And also, I've seen on some of the lists that you guys sent around safety deposit keys, in which banks, so important.
Right. Make
keys,
a list.
Mortgages, you got to make a list, right? So that's
right.
Talk about that list. What are some
okay.
of the things in just a minute and a half or so that okay. you find most important? You want people to make a list of where this stuff is?
Well, the most important thing is if you use a computer to pay your bills, you better have your passwords written down someplace so your children know where they are, because otherwise they can't pay your bills. You have to have that. Your children have to know where you're keeping this. You can put it into your computer and print it out and then, I don't know, delete it or put it, hide it some way, or tell the kids exactly where to find it. But list, you know, who has your mortgage? Who has your insurance policies? After you die, they're not going to be, or you're in the hospital, they're not going to have time to just dig around at everything that you have trying to find something. Put it in one place, tell them where it is.
That's so important and such good advice. I'm that person, Cecilia, so I'm so glad to hear you reinforcing all of these things. And what about things like life insurance policies? Do you advise keeping those somewhere in the house, keeping those in a safe deposit box, beneficiaries and such like that?
I think mostly keep them in the house. Safe deposit boxes, if you die, they can't get into it unless they get permission from a court. So you don't want things in your safe deposit box. You could make a copy, possibly, and keep it at home and keep the original in there. But you need to have a copy of something that your children can access.
Wow, that's interesting to hear as well. And now, you know, when we think of these end-of-life decisions, and it's agingwithdignity.org, that's agingwithdignity.org, and you can see the five wishes, things that you want to do for your living will. Give us your best advice in the last minute or two here for what you want people to know about telling people that they love this information and talking about it. Sometimes, Cecilia, families, unlike yours and mine, don't want to discuss it. I don't want to hear that.
Right.
I don't want to
right.
discuss what you're leaving me in your will. I don't want to discuss your jewelry. Jewelry has to be discussed.
Yeah. And to tell your kids, you know, I want my wishes carried out. If I don't tell you what they are, you don't know. And if you don't know, it's not going to get done. And tell them everything you want them to know, and make sure that they're fully aware of what you want, because that's important.
It is. And is it,
you know?
Well, and is it okay to discuss, okay, I've got all this jewelry, and so I want you to make sure to have my wedding ring, and I want you to make sure, and write it, because sometimes that stuff, you can put in a will.
Oh, they fight over that like crazy.
They fight over that, and that's another thing you don't want to happen. You don't want a lot of fights. My aunt used to lay her stuff all out and redistribute it, like every other week we would discuss who this gets to and who this goes to.
My mother
so that there
that
wouldn't
too.
Be fights.
Yeah. Yeah. They can put your name on it or make a list of who gets what, so afterwards there's not this big hoo-ha, and it breaks up family. Completely.
It does, and it's not morbid to discuss this stuff. So, Cecilia, what a doll you are. This is really great information. Five wishes, agingwithdignity.org. Let your wishes be known to your family. Set up a trust, even if you don't think you have that much money, because it keeps some of the stuff out of probate from your will. Let everyone know where your passwords are and where your stuff is, where the keys, your mortgages, your life insurance. Keep a list of all of these things that Cecilia mentioned today, because it's really more important than you might even realize. So may not be fun to talk about, may not be fun to think about, but it's something. And if you have children, small children, make sure you have the guardians picked out for them and people that know that they are picked out to be the guardian. You're listening to Radio MD. The show is Health Radio. Thanks so much for listening. There's more show coming up. Stay well and stay tuned.